and Michael Hooper. I saw a nice tribute from him to you. And of course, with the Waratahs this year, you've got to play with a couple of other locals, Alex Newsom from Glen Innes, Ned Hennigan from out west. So must be pleasing to see a few of the country boys there.
It is. It's always pleasing to have a few more country boys in there. So I think, particularly with Alex, I've really seen him take his game to the next level. I thought he was unlucky not to be involved in this trial game. Checkers running tonight. I think he's been absolutely exceptional, particularly the last few weeks. I'm looking forward to bigger and better things for him. In saying that, if he doesn't get selected in the Wallabies by Checker, we'll be more than happy to have him at the Country Eagles coming into this season because he has been in such red-hot form.
When you spoke about tonight's game, I think Nick Snowden's coming off the bench. That'll be pleasing. And the upcoming Country Eagles season, you'll be playing in that?
I will. And hopefully Mick will be alongside me. I think he's had a great year at club at Eastwood. So last time Mick played against Wilgenia, the Waratahs had a 50-20 win over the Rebels. So it'd be great to see Mick come on and do the same again this time. I'm not sure the Aussie Super Rugby Barbarians will knock the Wallabies off, but it'd be good to see Mick have a good game anyway. And then I think in terms of the Eagles stuff, yeah, really excited. But coming back to Tamworth, we're also going to a few other great country rugby great places. And we're going to Camden, Budgie and Armidale. So they're all great venues and great country rugby venues that we're particularly excited to get involved with.
So beyond the Country Eagles, you haven't decided about your playing future?
Nah, it's something I'm exploring at the moment. I think ideally I would have had a deal signed in the UK and I'd be heading off over there by now, but it hasn't happened that way. I've had a few things fall through, so maybe you've got to just explore my options, seeing what I could do. I thought when nothing big came through, rather than chase something this time of year, I'd like to play a bit of footy that I love, and that's something, that's why I'm playing for the Eagles. I love playing for them, and then I'll be continue to explore my options over the next few weeks, couple of months if that's what it takes, and then make a decision from there.
A couple of options at the age of 29 that won't be to take up golf as a profession.
Well, mate, you haven't seen me play for a couple of years. You don't know how I'm going there.
Oh, what is this secret form?
No, I wish.
Or maybe after watching starting August 15th the Honey Badger, you thought about being the next Bachelor.
Oh, mate, they wouldn't put a rough head like mine on that show.
We'll wait and watch the Honey Badger because I think it's going to be rather hilarious. It's
interesting to see how he goes, sort of trying to be a little bit more candid. I can say this about the Badge. I think he's taken the mickey when you see him on the TV and stuff, but he's very, very genuine.
Righto, we'll believe you. All the best by Tamworth and Armidale, and all the best for the future, and may there be some rugby there for you for the coming few years.
Beautiful, thanks. Hey, I hope I'm going to hit a golf with you soon, mate.
Yeah, we're looking forward to taking your cash.
Cheers, mate.
Righto, thanks, Paddy. That was Paddy Ryan, who I caught up with yesterday as he's on a plane this morning.